hustle hard, hustle every single day. I'll be making moves till I'm buried in my grave. To the system, I don't wanna be a slave.
Welcome to Real Talk, where liberation meets infrastructure and survival means strategy, and freedom means building. Every episode, we cut through the noise, break down the systems, and highlight real solutions Black folks can act on right now. I'm your host, Hey Girl, bringing you raw, unfiltered truth to move our people forward. They call it budget reform, but we know better. What's being passed through Congress under the disguise of fiscal responsibility is really a mass disenfranchisement strategy dressed up as legislation. Republicans aren't just attacking government spending, they're attacking survival, and Black communities are directly in their crosshairs. DOGE, D-O-G-E, disinformation, obstruction, greed, exploitation. Congressional Republicans have been complicit. They've helped this administration terrorize the public, launch a war without authorization, and now they're stripping children of food and medicine. What does it say about a country where billionaires have more voice in Congress than its own citizens? This is what systemic oppression looks like in 2025. Let's break it down. The GOP's latest bill drastically cuts Medicaid and SNAP benefits. Under the new rules, millions will be dropped from these lifelines simply because they can't keep up with the red tape. Recertify every 6 months or lose your coverage. Prove you're working 80 hours a month or no food stamps. They know exactly what they're doing. Overburden working mothers, confuse seniors, and wear people down with bureaucracy. You know, we've had a lot of talk about how much SNAP costs today. Only $6. Medicaid for a kid is only $10. That's just $16 a day to make sure a child doesn't go hungry and has access to health care. This isn't incompetence, this is intentional. These laws are being passed not because they help Americans, but because they maintain control. Poor Black and brown communities already on the edge are now being pushed off the cliff. It's a strategy. Cut the support, flood our neighborhoods with hardship, and then criminalize the consequences. What's more disturbing is how white working class voters are cheering this on. Their loyalty to whiteness outweighs their own survival. If they have to suffer to see Black people suffer more, so be it. That's not democracy, that's delusion. And it's why unity in the Black community is no longer optional. This moment demands that we move differently. Medicaid may be slashed, SNAP may be gutted, but our response must be collective and strategic, because if we don't build for ourselves, we will continue to be sacrificed in someone else's vision of America. What can we do? Track your paperwork. If you're on Medicaid or SNAP, make sure you're recertifying. Miss one notice and you're out. Help your elders and neighbors. They may not be getting the emails or letters. Let's not let confusion be the reason we lose benefits. Push for policies, but plan for independence. We have to build parallel infrastructure, food co-ops, community clinics, mental health circles, local defense, and Black banks. The slow stripping of our security. A timeline. In 1970, a worker could buy a house for 2 times their annual salary, support a family on 1 income, and retire with a full pension at 57. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 had recently ended legal segregation, and Black participation in the economy began to shift the structure of American capitalism. In 1971, wages stopped reflecting productivity. workers no longer received a share of the profits their labor helped create. In 1973, the HMO Act was passed, turning healthcare into a profit-driven system. This was the birth of corporate healthcare. In 1978, the Revenue Act created the 401k, allowing corporations to abandon guaranteed pensions, pushing retirement responsibilities onto the individual. In 1980, the government lifted the cap on student loans and colleges tripled their tuition. Higher education became a debt trap. In 1999, the repeal of Glass-Steagall removed barriers between commercial and investment banks, opening the floodgates for risky Wall Street speculation. In 2008, the housing market crashed, triggered by predatory lending practices and deregulation. Black wealth was decimated. Each policy decision chips away at the path to stability and security, especially for Black Americans. What was once a road to the middle class is now a 30-year debt sentence. What was once a promise of retirement is now a hustle until death. This isn't accidental, it's structural. And it's time we build our own structures. This is a perfect storm, but it doesn't have to drown us. It can force us to rise. Because this ain't about money, it's about power. And power never gives itself away. I post for the love of my people. I post because someone has to say the words unity and infrastructure. I do not post for clicks or likes or shares. I post for liberation. I post to wake up my community. Until the next episode, stay ready, stay building, stay unified.